This is Sabres Hockey. WOGO, your sports station. WOGO's coverage of the Sabres is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Sabres Hockey Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Greg Stewart and Michaela Hogan.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody, from the Chippewa Arena. This is Greg Stewart, along with Michaela Hogan, tonight for CFM Sabres Hockey. As the Sabres come in here at 8-5, and they're playing the Hudson Raiders at 6-5 here tonight. Michaela Hogan with me up front. Let me apologize for my voice here. I've been trying to stay a step ahead of laryngitis and a cold, but it caught me, Michaela, so you may be taken over here for play-by-play sometime tonight here.
Don't tell them ahead of time. They might tune out.
Well, that happened last night for the boys' game and got some great help, and I know you're very, very experienced when it comes to hockey. So we got CFM in here tonight absorbing a loss last night 4-2 to St. Croix Valley on the road. They had won four in a row. But this is an 8-5 team, and hoping to get better. Their bench is a little thin here, but they've got some tools here. They can really start to turn it on here at the end of the season.
Yeah, I think the little four-game run they went on were some really impressive wins. Unfortunately, they ran into a Fusion team last night. You know, they're a skilled team, as they always are. It sounds like they might have laid a little bit of an egg. They were outshot, outscored, gave up a couple power play goals. They did hold Sunby, who's one of the best players in the state, to only one goal, but she did have 3 points overall. So I think, you know, looking in tonight specifically, hopefully they can kind of recover and get motivated up for this game after coming off a tough loss.
Yeah, the team is right in the thick of it when it comes to the sectional seedings here. They can kind of make their own way here, their own statement. This week and over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. I know the season was pretty away game heavy at the beginning, and they're kind of settling into a nice streak of home games, which Tony was excited to move into, you know, when the season's kind of on the line. So that's one benefit. And then they're just playing more solid hockey. I think that the lines have started to flow into each other. He's made some adjustments, too, to help his team out defensively. So I really think they're hitting their stride, and we should continue to see some good hockey out of these girls.
They lost to Hudson in the first go-around back on the 6th of December by a 4-2 comp, and they outshot them 32-14. That can be frustrating for the girls to put that much rubber on the goaltender and still not beat a team.
Yeah, and honestly, it's kind of been the story of their season. They're outshooting their opponents almost 2-1. They're outscoring their opponents 2-1, but based on the shots, you'd think that they'd get a couple more to go through. But Donna Thor Hudson is one of the top goalies in the state. She made 30-some saves last time they played each other. That was her first game back coming off of an injury. So you know she's only gotten stronger since then. She's going to keep any team in the game, so you got to make sure you're peppering her with shots early and often.
Well, let's talk about our Toyson Ford keys to the game here. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What do you think the keys here for CFM to beat Hudson on their home ice?
I think one big opportunity is drawing penalties. Hudson does average just about 4 penalties a game, so if they can draw those and capitalize when they get the opportunity. They're only scoring at about a 17% clip here on the power play, but hopefully we can get a couple more chances and goals here tonight. Containing that top line, they have a real discrepancy in their goal scoring. They have a couple girls that really amount for most of the points, and I think one weakness that maybe CFM has had in the past is to be able to shut down those top players on the other team. Then the third one again is just get shots on goal, crashing it hard, you know, try to score on those rebounds that Donna's going to give up. I don't think you're really going to be able to beat her otherwise on a straight shot, so you got to get some commotion and crash that net hard.
Okay, those are our Toyson Ford keys to the game from Michaela Hogan's perspective. Let's talk to coach here, Tony Menard, up at the booth with me. How you doing, Tony?
Good.
What are your keys to this game? I mean, your girls took a tough one on the road on Monday.
Yep.
Now turning around right away and playing Hudson here.
Yeah, you know, we got to score. I mean, that's our biggest thing right now. Against good opponents, we're struggling to get more than two goals at this point. And, you know, it's not for a lack of effort. It's not for, you know, a lack of good spirit and being good on the bench. It's just, you know, we're struggling right now putting the puck in the net against quality teams. And, you know, the tough part is, too, is we feel like we're controlling a lot of the games and dictating the pace and stuff. And so when the puck's not dropping and we're not getting, you know, those rebound goals, or, you know, we're not scoring on our opportunities if we have a breakaway or get a open look on net, you know, just kind of makes the, you know, the D and the goalie have to, you know, worry about trying to be their best all the time. And, you know, up to this point, you know, we've been giving up less than roughly two goals a game on average. And, you know, Cassie's been doing her part, and, you know, our D have been doing a good job of trying to keep us in the game. But forward-wise, you know, we got to be better. We got to put more pucks in the net right now.
So you could probably spot a few items here and there in a game that could be game-changing and season-changing so far for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's been, you know, yesterday we had an opportunity with, it was 0-0 still with about 6 minutes into the game, and we had an open breakaway, and we just ended up missing our opportunity on an open net. And, you know, it's those type of things where, you know, early in a game when you're on the road, you want to get that momentum early. So we talk about wanting to get that first goal. That's one of our goals for each game, is score the first goal and hold them to two goals. And, you know, when we found that, you know, if in order to win games, that first goal is a big thing. So, you know, since we've been keeping track of that, and, you know, if we find a way to go out there and do that tonight, hopefully we're able to, you know, come out here with the win. Obviously, Kat Donna's, you know, probably, in my opinion, the best goalie in the state. You know, she just does so much well, and so it's going to be tough to get the goals, for sure.
Yeah, maybe get some traffic out in front. Mm-hmm. Look for a, you know, the side pocket, so to speak, with the eight ball here.
Got to get her moving side to side and stuff.
Get her maneuvering a little bit there.
Yep. So.
All right, well, talk to me about Hudson. You played him once. Mm-hmm. Second look at him tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it was a game where we left that game feeling, I know it was, I think, the game before we saw you guys when we played Eau Claire, and, you know, we felt like we played a really good game and we just didn't win. And so, you know, we don't want to have that happen again today where we feel like we play a really good game and we just, you know, didn't come out with a W. So I know after last night, you know, the girls know that if they get this win, you know, they still can probably be in a hunt for, you know, potentially a two seed here. And, you know, if we get a two seed, you know, looking at playoffs and our sectional, you know, we'll get two home playoff games, and, you know, I like our chances of potentially getting to the sectional final. So
this is in your hands, so to speak.
Yeah, so we kind of control our own destiny at this point. So, you know, Hudson, obviously, they're undefeated in conference right now, but, you know, we play a lot of similar opponents outside of conference, and we still have those guys moving forward. So, you know, if we get this one and win a couple big games down the road, you know, we'll be, you know, I think at least a minimum of 3-seed, but we want to try to get that 2-seed to try to have that second home playoff game.
Absolutely. All right, Coach, thank you much.
Talk
to you on the postgame show. All right, Tony Menard, head coach of the CFM Sabres here tonight. His team coming in here with an 8-5 record and Hudson 6-5. We'll continue with our pregame show from the Chippewa Ice Arena in just a moment on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated, and that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves, because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
High school girls hockey tonight. CFM hosting Hudson. Greg and Michaela here with you at the Chippewa Ice Arena. And awesome Dawson Halverson, our producer tonight, back at the WOGO Communications Center. So, Hudson, they lose All-State forward Leah Parker, eight other seniors, but they got Avery Martin, all BRC defensemen, and we've talked about her, Kat Donna, just a tremendous goaltender for them. But, you know, if you're solid at goaltender, pick up some good D, you're going to be in every game.
Yeah, and that's, like you said, that's the story of their season so far. They're getting outshot almost 2-1. They're getting outscored at a pretty good clip as well, but they have that winning record. They're getting a lot of 30-save performances by Donna back there, and they're putting the puck in the net just enough with kind of their top three scorers. They only have three scorers with more than 10 points, and then it falls down to 4 points. So they're really, they really rely on some just key individuals to be successful.
Yeah, but Cassie, her is no slouch either. I mean, you look at her numbers, they're actually better than Kat Donna's. Here's a goalie matchup. Donna with a 5-4 record, 2.81 goals against average, a save percentage of .908. But when you look at Cassie, she's 8-4 and 1.83 goals against, .898 percentage. So she's got some really good numbers.
Oh, she's, you know, playing, standing on her head in a lot of games this season, which, you know, like Tony had mentioned, CFM has to do something here and kind of blow one out, you know, shake one loose here.
Right.
I think Cassie plays every game just tense back there because we're never seeing more than a one-goal lead if we're ahead at all. So it might be nice to get a goal or two early here and see if we can allow her to relax a little back there in the crease.
Yeah, absolutely. So who do you look for maybe that could step up here tonight? We've got, you know, players like Paige and Joey and Addie Fournette, Tessa, putting the points in. Is there kind of the secret sauce here from a player? Is somebody going to step up that we haven't heard much from?
I mean, I think I put my hat in her corner all last year, too, but Addie Biskin is still it. When we had them earlier this year, she's constantly finding herself with great opportunities. It's just putting the puck in the back of the net. She does have, you know, 5 goals, 6 assists this season, so she's having a really nice sophomore season, but I still know those opportunities are there for her, and that line clicks so well. So she's still the one I'm going to I'm going to ride here and say she's going to have a couple for us tonight.
All right, let's hope so. Coach also mentioned Kinley Lau, who's been playing much better. I think she's got 3 goals in the last 4 or 5 games, so she's finding the back of the net too.
Yeah, for her, I think it was a lot of a confidence thing of it's okay to have the puck for a little bit. You don't need to panic and throw it to the net or, you know, from behind the net, throw it to the front of the net and force a turnover. So I think she's really just settling in with the more playing time she's seen.
All right, so we've got CFM against Hudson tonight, a key game in the postseason to set up the postseason, and, of course, a conference game, and we could dent Hudson's record. They're undefeated in the BRC this year. We'll take a break. Come back for more from the Chippewa Ice Arena. Stay tuned.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Double tipped up by Lindner and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful. No look. Bounce pass. Wide open for two. The senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Charlie High with a chance. And a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
Back here at the Chippewa Ice Arena, and Tom Belugle, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, has got our starting lineups right now.
At center, number 28, Brooke Monica. And the wings, number 17, Avery Hader. And number 18, Kaya Yarrington. And the rest of the Raiders, along with their head coach, Matt Sapura, and assistant coaches, Dustin Erickson and Julia Petit. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the starting line for the Sabres, we have two youth hockey player of the nights we're going to introduce to you. The first one is Zoe Black. She's a mighty mite. Been playing for 2 years now, and her favorite hockey memory is having her brother, Zach, in the Bantam A team, teach her how to skate during the goal program. And she's been escorted to the ice by freshman defenseman Riley Biskin. Ladies and gentlemen, Zoe Black. The second player of the night, Lily Swanson, 6 years old. She's out in the Mighty Mites. She's been playing for 1 year. Her favorite hockey memory is scrimmages at practice. And she's skating out with starting defenseman Addie Frenette. Ladies and gentlemen, Lily Swanson. And now introducing the starting line for the Sabres. In goal, number 1, Cassandra Hare. The defenseman, who's already on the blue line, number 4, Addison Frenette. And number 12, Marley Sterling. The center, number 2, Paige Steinmetz. And the wings, number 8, Emma Lynn Stevenson. And number 27, Joy Schemenauer. And the rest of the Sabres, along with their head coach, Tony Menard, and assistant coaches Andy Skelton, Ryan Culp, and Brock Puckland.
All right, there you go. We have puck drop just a couple of minutes away here tonight on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
CFL hockey tonight here on WOGO. Greg and Michaela with you from the Chippewa Ice Arena. It's been, since 2021 that the Sabres have beaten the Raiders that state tournament, state championship year. We beat them, but last year got swept, and this year lost the first one. So let's see if we can break that string right now.
Hey, we just took down Eau Claire a couple weeks ago, yep. So I feel like it's best time to do it.
Sure, you bet. Our officiating crew tonight, we have Matt Coyle and Dave Bestel are the referees, and Gabe Bestel is our linesman. So I've convinced Michaela that she can do play-by-play. This will be an experience, probably something you've dreamed about. And you're going to get an opportunity tonight with my voice going south on me here. And so we'll kind of switch roles if that's okay, and I'll have you start things out.
Yeah, you are right. I have dreamt about this. It was on ESPN, so it's a little bit different of an audience, but it's okay.
Yeah, right, right.
It's better than nothing.
You
Come
bet.
On.
So Michaela's going to take us the rest of the way, and I'll chip in any knowledge I have, and we'll talk about the game along the way and have a fun night of CFM hockey, hoping for that ninth victory of the season. Michaela, it's all yours.
All right, each team coming out of their respective huddles. We've got Hudson in the all-blue get-up today, and CFM wearing their white unis. Get the teams out for the center ice face-off here. We've got our starting line out here of Stevenson, Schemenauer, and Steinman centering them. So a little switch-up, I think, from what we had been seeing with Lau on that front line. And Hudson also coming out with a little mismatch. I think that this is historically their second line that they're facing off with here. Get this puck dropped here to start this game. Page wins it back. Sterling with the puck. Up the ice into the Hudson zone. Stevenson with some pressure. Hudson moves through the neutral zone. Dumps it in the corner. CFM's going to have to regroup here. Get a nice breakout. Here comes Steinmetz up the edge. Kept in by Hudson defender. Little scrum on the sideboards here. CFM working hard to try to get control of the puck. Frenette reverts it back up the sideboards. Over to the top defenseman from Hudson. Takes a shot on net just wide. Eddie Frenette with some space coming out of the corner. Hits Schemenauer up the middle. And Steinmetz gets it in for a change for the CFM first line here. Hudson with some time coming out of the corner, brings it up ice, looking for that cross ice pass. Read well by Lau, got a stick on it, but still finds the Hudson forward, who sends it in just wide of hair. CFM brings it back up the half board, pass intercepted by Hudson. Couldn't quite handle it, and Sloop got a stick on it. Hudson regroups in the neutral zone, dumps it in, played by CFM just inside the blue line. A little bit of a miscommunication. CFM breaks out a 3-on-1. Sloop coming down the corner. Shot on that. Rebound run. Oh!
They got it.
Big goal on the rebound to start us off here.
You bet.
That was 18, Maya Post with the goal.
Yeah, she found 5-hole.
Second of the season, crashing that hard. Saw that big rebound and buried it with Donna spread out in front of the net. So that's how you start a hockey game.
That is beautiful.
Less than 2 minutes in, CFM gets the big goal here.
1:20, the time of the goal here in the first.
We got Post from Sloop, and I didn't catch the other assist. Oh, 13.
That was beautiful. The first shot on net thumped out on the pads of Donna and left a big rebound. And Maya Post found the 5-hole.
I'll
nice
see if,
start.
See if Emory groups back into the neutral zone. See if we can keep this momentum up. Puck gets in deep. Stevenson on the forecheck. Out there with Lysies and Addie Biskin. Maintaining a forecheck here. Hudson's able to break it up out the middle. And sends the puck in deep. Looks like it's going to be an icing, and it is.
Well, they're saying Rubenzer got the goal. For CFM.
Katie Rubenzer. I'm going to stick with it was 18 Post. I'm not sure 13's dressed.
Yeah.
She's more of a JV player. We'll
right.
see.
18, yep, that's right.
Yep.
You got it right.
Yep, so Post from Sloop on the 3-on-1 break. You can hear the excitement of her teammates. They went bananas after she put the puck in the net.
Yeah, they didn't waste that odd man rush.
No,
that's great.
Sloop made the right play by going far pad, and that rebound came exactly to Maya's stick. She was camped out perfectly on the top of that crease, and
yep.
Donna didn't really have a chance there. Got a face-off to the right of Donna in the Hudson zone. Tied up, kind of a 50-50 puck. Hudson brings it around the net. Good pressure by Stevenson. Another opportunity in front of the net. Just went wide. Hudson bringing up, getting the breakout. Can't quite handle the pass. Back to the neutral zone with CFM. Lysie's coming down, has possession of the puck. Got a little tied up just inside the blue line. And we're heading back in. Puck comes back out. Cleared out to the neutral zone. Just gets past Addie Frenette, who has to retreat into the defensive zone to start the breakout. She looks center for Steinmetz. Puck hits Steinmetz, gets tied up. Here's Steinmetz on a break. Breakaway. Oh, and Donna with a big save, 1-on-1. Steinmetz tried to go low glove, and Donna stayed big in her net and made the save.
Yeah, the Hudson defenseman was right on her back, so she didn't have a lot of time to maneuver down there and create a better scoring chance. So if you can't, just put the rubber on the goaltender.
Yeah, great break with just a little bit of help there. Puck just kind of got through the Hudson defender skates in the neutral zone, and Page was able to win the foot race. Face-off won by Steinmetz. Back to Lau, back to the defender. Dumps it into the corner. Schemenauer with the puck, brings it up the half boards. Contested by the Hudson winger. Puck comes back in deep. Oh, another chance by Lau out front. And a contested shot. She got hit as she shot, and the puck went just wide. Hudson getting coming up the half boards, cleared to the neutral zone. Schemenauer tracks down the puck. A missed pass down back to Sloop gets picked off by Hudson. Hudson sends it deep into the zone. Schemenauer here battling for the puck in the corner. Hudson throws it just wide, trying to cycle the puck down low. Good defense by Sloop, knocks it away from the Hudson player. Sloop with some good body in the corner, wins the battle. Breaking out the puck, tries that middle pass just out of the reach of Steinmetz. And CFM will get a front line change here as Hudson has some time to bring the puck out of their zone. Forecheck by Lysies and Biskin. Hudson's able to clear the puck out of the zone. Into the neutral zone, Sterling plays back. And we have an offsides.
Well, that CFM looks like they've got some juice here tonight. I mean, they're really very aggressive skating tonight and looking for the intercept and opportunity to turn it back the other direction.
Good bounce back then we thought maybe we'd see coming off that tough loss last night. Faceoff win by CFM. Dump it into the Hudson zone. Hudson defenseman brings it around the corner with some speed. Goes for the centering pass, picked off by Addie Biskin. Can't control it. Back on the Hudson stick, making a break through the neutral zone into the CFM zone. Not a lot of help. Nice defensive back check by Stevenson. Knocks that puck away. Loose puck in the neutral zone. Kind of like a hot potato here. Frenette with some control. Gets through the neutral zone here. Centers it to Biskin. Biskin can't quite get. Oh, just got the shot off. Donna barely got a toe on that. And Frenette wasn't able to bury the rebound. Bouncing puck still. Lysies walks. Hits Biskin again out front. And just fans on the attempt from the slot. And Hudson clears the puck for an icing.
Yeah, the CFM looks like they know how important this game is. And they came out flying here tonight.
And they are utilizing their space well. They've got the read that maybe Hudson isn't so aggressive on the defensive side of things, and they're taking their space. Faceoff just to the right of Donna. Both centers tie it up. Steinman's with the win. Kinley Lau gets almost a shot on net, but gets deflected off. Hudson with the breakout, hits their center on a bounce pass over to the middle. Oh, a big save by Hare. Nice little 2-on-1 by Hudson. Their captain, Booth, takes a shot on net, hits Hare right in the belly. She holds on for an easy save there, kind of to kick off her night.
Well, the defenseman kind of crunched up on the first player, our defenseman coming in, and that allowed the open shot from Hudson, but nice save by Cassie.
Faceoff back to Hudson's D's contested, gets knocked back into the zone. Sloop comes up, clears it up to Paige Steinman's flying the zone, broken up by the Hudson defenseman. She walks through a little attempt by Hudson on a 3-on-2, doesn't get anywhere, a shot to the middle, gets deflected just wide. And here's CFM breaking it out. Steinman's runs into some trouble at the blue line, but Joey's able to pick up the puck and get it into the neutral zone. Hudson plays a D to D, goes for that cross-ice pass, and Schemenauer just misses the pick there. That could have been trouble for Hudson. Or along the sideboards. Ooh, a cross-ice pass by CFM. Almost runs the same fate and gets picked off by Hudson again. Stevenson sends it into the zone. Get a little forecheck here. Maya Post leaving the forecheck. Rotation. Hudson gets it up to the half boards. Oh, great play at the blue line. Ashley Sloop made the first play on that, and then it got cleared. Puck back into the CFM zone. Stevenson comes back. Wraps around the boards to Post on the wing. She wasn't able to get there in time and gets up to the Hudson defender. Battle along the board. Stevenson comes out on top. Centers it to Rayanne. She's able to get it in deep. Here comes this forecheck again from these two wingers. Rayanne continues the pressure. Post jumps in. Hudson's able to get it up to their winger on the boards. Hit their centering pass. And we have another break. 2-on-1 for Hudson. Great play by Sloop. Big stick there. Poke checks the puck away from the lead Hudson forward, and we're able to clear. Puck comes back down into the CFM attacking zone. Paige Steinman's leading the forecheck. Puck's rung around the boards to Joey Schemenauer, battling on the half boards here in the attacking zone. Schemenauer continues with possession of the puck, rotates it down to Lau in the corner. He's battling a Hudson defender for control. She's able to feed it up to Addie Frenette at the point, who's taking her space. Gets a shot on net. Deflected out front. Goes just wide. CFM continues their forecheck. They rotate it back low again. Hudson defender has some space. Tries to center the puck. Joey Schemenauer picks it up. Dangles the defenseman. Forces the centering pass. It doesn't get through. Is able to regroup. Hits the defenseman up top. Here's Addie Frenette again at the point. Shoots the puck just wide. I think she was looking for a deflection there by a teammate. Riley Biskin's able to keep the puck in the net. Sends it back down low. CFM was able to cycle through a change here. We've got Stevenson and Biskin and Lysies back on the ice here. Puck up at the point. Riley Biskin's able to keep it in. Sends it low for Addie Biskin, who tries to center it to Lysies. Pass does not get through. The continued forecheck again. Addie Biskin working hard, keeping that puck on her stick. Here comes Lysies. Centering pass to Stevenson. Just gets enough of it to get it through to Donna. Donna catches it out of the air, and we have ourselves another whistle.
Yeah, you bet. We've had the puck a whole lot more in their zone than ours here tonight, so good pressure put on, quality chances. Well, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, three generations of service, and proud to support local sports. StelterIncorporated.com.
CFM wins the draw and maintains possession in the offensive zone. Puck is able to stay on the blue end. Here comes Stevenson walking through the slot. Gets a shot on net.
Ooh.
Don is able to throw it just wide. Hudson with the centering pass just deflects off Booth's stick down to her in the goal. She decides to play the puck out, which is picked up by the trailing Hudson forward. And a battle for the puck. CFM comes out on top. A centering pass. Here comes Addie Biskin. One-on-one with the goalie in the back. Oh, great play by Martin on Hudson getting back and being able to defend again Addie Biskin's breakaway opportunity. Puck's played back through the neutral zone. Here comes Paige Steinmans with speed on the edge. She splits the difference. Oh, goes down hard with a hack. Looks like it's going to be a slash on Hudson. CFM maintains possession. Kinley Lau able to get a centering pass to Joey Schemenauer. Couldn't handle it. The puck is touched up by Hudson, and CFM will go on the power play.
Yeah, you bet. That's just hard work right there. Creating a situation where Hudson had to pull her down.
Yep, that's exactly it. Paige saw that gap in the defenseman, decided to take it, and the defenseman couldn't do anything but turn and reach, and that's where we're going to get the call here.
Well, at Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory of Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com.
CFM's able to gain possession off of the faceoff. Need to find a settle down. Paige Steinmans finds it in the corner. A hand pass. Yep. I didn't see
hand
it.
Pass, that's what
must
it is.
Have been played in the corner by a CFM player. And
by
Paige
the way,
picked
CFM's power play at 0% this year.
What?
That's what I have, 0%.
I got 16.7.
Okay.
I do see a 0% on yours.
Yeah, mine says 0%.
Well, 16.7 isn't,
we'll
superb, but they have scored on the power play this year.
That must be an incorrect stat then.
Tony would be in big trouble.
Hudson, 100% kill this year.
CFM brings it up through the neutral zone. Joey Schemenauer with a chance, dumps it into the corner. Struggle on the boards for possession. CFM has two on the puck. Here comes Eddie Frenette out of the corner. Puts it on net. Rebound. Puck's loose.
Cover.
Puck kicks back up to Sloop at the point. She's able to corral it over to Addie Frenette at the top. Plays it down to Paige Steinmans, who walks through the middle, gets a shot on net, and Donna's able to handle that one right in the breadbasket. That's really the story here is CFM being able, you know, they've been in control of the game for the most part, and understanding that the power play, you have even more time.
Yep.
So it's not rushing those opportunities you
get.
This more inexperienced Hudson team, I think that they, with the puck control, could get Hudson into unfavorable position if they just be a little more patient.
You bet.
Face off won by Hudson, and they're able to clear it all the way down the ice. Riley Biskin retreating with Hudson bringing one girl on with pressure, hands it off to Stevenson, who tries to hit a centering pass picked off by Booth, sent right back into the zone again. CFM has to regroup back in their defensive zone. Booth, who dumped it, made the first play on the puck. Puck centered to Ryan Fiersenberg. She tries to center it to Addie Biskin again, picked off by Hudson and is sent back down the ice. CFM regroups in the neutral zone. Just kind of throwing the puck right now. Need to find a little bit of patience here. Hudson dumps it back into the zone, picked up by Stevenson. She's got some space. Picks up some speed through the D zone. Works her way through the neutral zone. Going to try to set up and find an opportunity. She goes to hit the middle of the ice. Gets a shot blocked. It kicks out to Biskin, who gets a shot on net. Donna with a nice save. Another shot on net from the point by Lysies. Donna takes well, and Hudson's able to scoop up the rebound and bring it out of the zone. Hudson gets past the red line, dumps it into the CFM zone, retreating by Sloop. Having no trouble behind the net. Gets the pass up to Lau. She wasn't able to control it. Here comes Sloop again through the neutral zone. Runs into some traffic, is able to get the puck deep into Hudson's defensive zone. Schemenauer on the forecheck. Puck's tied up on the half boards. Kicks out to the point, and it's held in well by Ashley Sloop. Shot on net, goes just wide. Battle behind the net by Ryan. She's not able to control it. Puck gets kicked out to Hudson's winger. And Hudson has cleared the puck into the neutral zone. Puck's bouncing back and forth a little bit here through the blue lines. A little bit of a scramble for the puck. Kicks back to Sterling at D. She's able to take it with some speed through the neutral zone, get the puck deep into Hudson's zone. Put the forwards on the forecheck here. Pucks back into the neutral zone with Ashley Sloop getting some speed. Comes in the left side, gets a shot, just blocked, kicked wide. Rebound attempt. Looks like it bounced off Adana's shoulder maybe and ended up back in the corner. We're able to pinch off Hudson's attempt at the breakout at the blue line, and Emma Stevenson just loses control. She has to dump it into herself off the boards. Coming in the left side. Oh, big takedown. Whew. Hey, kind of the same thing that happened before there.
That's exactly right. Just aggressive hockey will bring you some calls, get you some power play chances, and that's what it was.
Yep, so far CFM's really two big bodies have gotten some speed and space, and Hudson has had to kind of wrangle them down. That one was a little more violent than the first one.
Almost took her hat off there.
Yeah, could have been a high stick.
Right. I'll make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time that you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back in your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. You can learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA.
Hudson was able to take control off the draw there and clear it out quickly back into CFM's defensive zone. Eddie Frenette's taking it through the neutral zone into the attacking zone. Little scrum on the half boards here. Paige Steinmans hits Joey Schemenauer wide. She carries it into the offensive zone. Tries to settle it in. Hudson's able to body her down, take the puck, clear it out to Sloop. Sloop makes a nice play at the blue line, holds the puck, gets a shot on net, a tip. Tip by Marley Sterling, just goes just wide. CFM's able to maintain possession, cycle the puck for net to... Oh! Schemenauer with a great centering pass up to Sterling. She got a good stick on it, but Donna was able to handle it. Really nice puck movement there, going corner
Absolutely,
to corner. And
you bet.
Schemenauer ditched that out pretty quick.
And they created some space, so they,
yep.
You know, instead of bunching up, Hudson had to keep their players separated too.
Yep, the bottom of the box got lost trying to see if they needed to go cover Joey, and she was able to get a great scoring opportunity there. CFM wins the draw back to Tessa Lysis, controls the puck in the corner, waits for things to develop, goes all the way across the ice, Eddie Biskin! Great shot on that, goes just wide. Another nice puck movement, getting those cross-ice passes against this Hudson box. Centering pass by Stevenson in the neutral zone just misses, and so that'll come back into the CFM defensive zone for an icing.
Now we only lead it 1-0, but they look like a confident team. We're out shooting them 14-2 so far.
Yeah, it feels like CFM has all control of this game. I think it'll really take another goal for them to truly settle in and feel good.
Yep,
but
exactly.
14-2 is, they're shooting the Hudson 14-2. CFM wins the draw in the defensive end. Tessa Lysis gets her head up, looks. She's just going to skate the puck up the ice through the neutral zone. Hudson's giving her space. Gets it in, throws it on net. Donna corrals it in and decides to freeze the puck for another faceoff.
Yeah, one or two bouncer right there on Donna.
Those are the ones she's going to be able to handle. I think she's going to take her whistles when she can with how much she's been having to hang out in her stance here. Got to be looking at 85% CFM puck possession
Absolutely.
So far in this first period with 3.5 minutes to go. Steinmans corrals the puck in the neutral zone, hits it with some speed. She's coming down the left side, puts on the brake, settles up, hits her defenseman. Sloop, puts a shot on it, and she scores! Sloop from the point goes glove side. The way Donna reacted, I'm not sure she saw that puck. Must have had a nice screen out front. But there we go. That's what we needed, another kickstart goal on the power play.
Yep, 1-for-2 on the power play so far tonight. Great shot.
Steinmetz got the Hudson D to retreat with speed coming in the zone, throwing the brakes, and just a really simple pass back to Sloop at the point. And Sloop can shoot the puck a little bit, as you can saw there. Said I don't think Donna saw the puck, but nice little snipe there for 17.
13:32, time of the goal. 2-0, CFM.
CFM loses the battle at center ice. The puck's dumped back into CFM's defensive zone, played easily by Fournette over to Biskin. Lau hit down the middle, 2-on-1 if we hurry. Lau hits Steinmetz out front with a break. Steinmetz just gets the mop-up, rebounds open. Joey just puts the puck wide on the rebound. Donna was lost where the puck was there. Puck remains in the Hudson D zone. Comes up through the neutral zone. It's just thrown back into Hudson's defensive zone again, into the corner. Martin corrals it, trying to get some time and space. She's being battled by Joey Schemenauer. Kinley Lau now on the puck. Martin just throws it, rings around the board for the Hudson winger. Nice play by Riley Biskin up at the point to keep the puck in. And CFM stays on the forecheck. Here comes Stevenson with a shot on net. Goes just wide. Fournette's able to keep it in at the blue line. Contested by the Hudson player. Puck comes out of the zone. Played in the neutral zone by Riley Biskin, who hits Tessa Lysies nice. With a cross-ass pass. She goes, dangles a little bit. Oh! A little bit of a no-call there. She got contacted and went down. Biskin with a shot on net. Again, into Donna's belly. She's able to corral it for the whistle. I'm not sure if that was a no-call or there wasn't as much contact as...
No set.
Oh, so there was a tip.
Yep.
So Joey Schemenauer got a piece of the shot from Sloop at the point.
Joey's ninth goal of the year, 15th point of the season.
It had been a couple games since she'd scored, so she probably
yep.
feels good
I think
getting back in the goal column.
She just got a little piece of lumber on it.
Yeah. All right, we take that back. Joey did not get a stick on the puck.
What?
I don't know who's lobbying from the goal for the goal, but it remains
okay.
from Steinmetz.
Okay.
13 something into the period. All right, face off to the right of Donna. One back by Hudson. Their defenseman's able to lose Biskin on the forecheck. Rotates it around to their winger. Sterling pinches hard. Isn't able to make the play. Here comes Hudson through the neutral zone. Little bit of a break broken up by Sloop. She's able to retreat and gain possession of the puck behind the net. Oh, but kicks out front. A little opportunity by Hudson. Puck goes just over the net here. Puck's held up on the wing. Hudson comes out of it, plays it down low. They're not able to get the centering pass. And CFM handles the attempt. A clearing puck down the ice is played on net, so Don has to play the puck up. CFM gets a change. Good forecheck through the neutral zone as Hudson has to retreat into their defensive zone. Able to get the puck up to their winger who carries it through the neutral zone just in the CF zone before Marley Sterling's able to play it up back. Here comes Joey Schemenauer with the break again. She goes to center the puck to Paige Steinmetz, who's not able to get to the pass. Looks like we're going to have an interference call on Hudson. As Paige was trying to get a stick on that puck, she went flying. I wasn't sure if it was incidental contact, but looks like Stripes has got a trip.
The aggressiveness of CFM here tonight has really put Hudson back pedaling here tonight. They don't know which way to turn here.
Yeah,
on the ice.
It seems like they've really exposed their lack of speed, and Hudson just kind of falls back to kind of tackle football. Face-off one to Paige. She plays it back to Sloop at the point. Plays it over to Fournette, who takes a shot on that, and it gets a tip by Sterling. Puck goes just wide. CFM's able to gain possession again. Paige Steinmetz on the half boards. Having some patience here. She's contested. See if she can get a friend to help her. She plays it back down low. Sterling's able to gain possession in the corner. Battle for the puck. Joey Schemenauer joins in. She comes out with possession, taken away by Martin. Martin on Hudson's able to clear the puck all the way down the ice. CFM has to retreat. Ashley Sloop back to play it. 20 seconds left in the period here. See if we can just kill the clock. Schemenauer hits for Ned, who lays it back to Steinmetz. 10 seconds left here. See if we get another opportunity. Steinmetz goes to dangle a little bit, loses control. Hudson clears the puck back down to Hare. 1 second left. She'll kill it in the corner.
That's going to about do it for the first period.
And there's your first period.
Shots 19-3.
The CFM leads 2-0, outshooting Hudson 19-3.
Yeah, and we still have a 1:04 on the power play coming out of the locker room.
Three power plays for CFM.
One for two so far officially with the power play goal by Ashley Sloop there. All right, we're going to take a break and come back for more here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. After one, it is CFM 2 and Hudson Nothing on Logo.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Down low, tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful no-look bounce pass. Wide open for two. The senior Emily Thorne.
Here's Troy High with a chance. And a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
First intermission here tonight, CFM Hockey against Hudson. And Sabres up 2-0. Goals by Maya Post at 1:20 of the first, even strength goal. And then the power play tally at 13:32. Of the first period, Ashley Sloop from the blue line put it in, and the assist went to Paige Steinmetz. So, nice opening stanza. They got two goals, had a bunch of other chances that they just missed on, and boy, you like to see the team come out and play like they're playing tonight.
Yeah, right from the bat there, you know, they scored a minute or 2 minutes into the game to really set the pace, but they came out just out of the gate flying, I think a little unexpected for what, you know, we saw the score and the shots were last night. Thought that they might be a little dejected based on that outcome, but nothing there. They came in ready, fired up to play, and they haven't yep. laid off the gas pedal.
So now we just got to keep it going. I mean, this interrupts the flow a bit here in the horn sound here. They just got to keep that momentum going in the second period.
Yeah. Hopefully maybe identify a couple areas where they can improve. I think they obviously are getting behind that Hudson defense. Now if they can just get that internal clock on some of our rushes where the player didn't have that clock in her head knowing somebody's going to catch her and yep. just waited that split second. So understanding that a little bit more, when to get the puck off when you have those chances. And otherwise, you know, it's hard to make any comments defensively or anything that.
Yeah, I like the aggressiveness. We're talking hockey here between periods. Brought to you by Hy-Vee, your local Hy-Vee grocery store at Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. You can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And, I do like the way that they're being aggressive. You can make mistakes that way, but I'd personally like to see them more aggressive than sitting back and waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, and a couple of mistakes they really have made. They've made a couple, you know, passes, blind passes towards the middle that Hudson's been able to pick off, but our defense have been playing in such a good position with the right gaps, and then our on the couple instances where we did it, our forwards back-checked and got back and actually made the play.
Yeah, good back-checking here tonight. And it's been pretty quiet for Cassie at her end of the ice, only three shots so far.
Yeah, I think one of them was just a dump in that she had to play, too.
Exactly.
So really, I think she saw the one shot right off of her, right into her stomach to kind of kick her off about halfway through the period. And I'm not even sure I could tell you if there was a chance Hudson had that didn't result in a shot. We haven't seen anything out of their offense.
They're not getting much flow on our end of the ice for sure.
Yeah, I think everything they've kind of done has been starting in their defensive zone and just carrying the puck all the way down the ice rather than any sort of teamwork or passing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so a 2-0 count here for CFM heading towards the third period against Hudson. A big game when it comes down to playoff time. Tony Menard looking for things that he can take to that seeding meeting and say, okay, we beat this team, and now if he can ride this out to a victory tonight, he can say, well, we split with Hudson, beat them on our home ice, and that'll look good when it comes to the postseason seeding stuff that's going to go on here. All right, we'll take a break, come back with more from the Chippewa Ice Arena. Stay tuned. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Two-nothing lead for CFM as we head towards the second period. The Chi-High boys hockey team had an amazing victory in overtime over Wausau West last night. Jackson Hoym with the Michigan play to end it in OT. They're up in Superior tonight to play the Spartans, and trailing 4-1 at the end of two up there. So tough one coming off a very emotional long evening. Had the big bus ride, and so far it hasn't worked out, but still a third period to go. They're trailing 4-1 up there. But here it's been all CFM, 19-3 the shots so far.
Yeah, that's been the whole story. They're taking the shots that they get. They're crashing the net hard. They've scored a goal on a rebound crashing the net, and they've scored a goal on just a shot from the point. So we've seen a little bit of both of those styles, and they're going to be coming starting the second period off with a minute left in a power play, too, to get settled in.
That'd be huge if they get one on the power play right away here.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest momentum killer or momentum grower, right, is that goal in the first minute or two. So having two periods here tonight with that would be big.
You bet. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes, and for all of your windshield and glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Got high school hockey scheduled for Thursday, Chi-High boys against Hudson, but we'll wait and see. They're posting a winter storm advisory or winter weather advisory out for Wednesday night, Thursday morning, talking about 6, 7, 8 inches of snow. So see if they even play that game.
Yeah, it'd be a bummer to get another cancellation. I know the girls are in tight this week already with a bunch of games. They had a postponed game that they had to make up.
Yeah. Western Wisconsin, they had postponed a couple of times. Running out of time here.
Yeah, it makes for a tough end of the season. And if you don't get them played, you know, you want to play as much as you can before seeding meetings.
Absolutely.
And if you don't get those played, you go in with that unknown. And
yeah, Tony said if they get postponed against Western Wisconsin, they'll probably have to go after the seeding meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't have an impact on that.
And, I mean, the fact that they took the win in the first game is, you know, big. I know there have been situations where you're waiting to see the team a second time and you don't see them before the seeding meeting, and it's a team you know that you could beat. So it's tends to put a damper, and you don't get the seed you want because of it.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Girls top six this week. Superior's number one. Bay Area number two. Central Wisconsin's third, followed by Hayward. We played them already this year. Madison Metro and the Warbirds are the top six girls hockey this year.
Yeah, Superior being up there on top is a surprise.
Yeah, we lost to them 5-1. That was really the only blowout of the season. Otherwise, the losses have been very close, like goal or two.
Yeah, and, you know, hearing Tony talk about it, CFM didn't play well. And Superior just beat Hudson here, I think their last game on Saturday. And what was it, 3-4? It was something close again. So, yeah, 3-4. Hudson lost to Superior on Saturday, so they've got a heck of a team up there. I know they had a lot of success at the youth level, and they have some girls that have, you know, are probably 4-year varsity big time players who this year are bringing it.
Kind of loading it up this year.
Yeah.
Well, last night St. Croix beat the Sabres 4-2. They got an empty netter, and Tony was saying how flat the team was last night. They do not look flat here tonight. They're playing with some explosiveness and energy and emotion here.
Yeah, whatever was keeping them down last night, they've completely shook off. You know, I don't know if it was the goal a minute in that kick-started everything. I feel like we could already feel kind of an energy on them. And I noticed in warm-ups, a girl lost an edge and took out another player at the blue line, and everybody just cracked up. And you like to see that kind of loose energy where everybody's laughing at each other, you know, before a big conference game after a tough conference loss.
All right, so here we go. Players on the ice.
Yep, both
Cassie
teams.
Cassie getting ready, her into the ice.
Cassie will go get her crease ready. We'll be ready for the center ice drop of the puck with the Sabres here starting on the power play for 1:04. CFM wins the puck to Ashley Sloop. Is able to play it up nicely to Paige Steinmetz. Carries the puck into the zone and settles on the half board. Pass back up to Sloop. She plays it back down low to Joey Schemenauer in the corner, who's able to give it back to Steinmetz on the half board. CFM showing good patience here with the puck. Steinmetz plays it down to Schemenauer looking for the give and go, but Joey's not able to handle the pass. Hudson's able to control the puck in the corner. Frenette, Schemenauer battling hard. CFM's able to come out with possession. Puck up to Sloop. She takes a shot from the blue line, deflected by the Hudson winger. CFM regains possession. Puck's back up to Sloop at the blue line again. She settles in and passes it down to Schemenauer in the corner, who gives it to Paige Steinmetz, who makes a walk towards the middle. The puck's loose in front of the net. Steinmetz with a nice shot on net. Marley Sterling there with an opportunity on the rebound. But again, Kat Donna plays big there and is able to cover it
she
up.
She didn't leave a big rebound. Paige was in a little tight to be able to find the puck.
Yeah, that's one thing you see with these experienced goalies is they know how to control a rebound.
Yeah.
Even the one we scored on earlier wasn't a huge kick out. It was just right place, right time. Yeah. Face off to the left of Donna. CFM's able to gain the puck off the face off up to Riley Biskin at the point. She settles down. Throws one on net.
Ooh.
Bobbled a little bit by Donna. I wasn't expecting that shot, and I don't think she was either. Biskin threw one in about crossbar high that bounced off Donna's glove, but she was able to corral it and maintain possession. We'll get another face-off here with Addie Biskin, Emmeline Stevenson, and Tessa Lysies on the forward line. Emmeline wins it back to Fernette, who gets a shot deflected. Puck plays back out of the blue line into the neutral zone. Hudson is full strength. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey here. Stevenson with a break to the middle. Well played by Martin, the defenseman for Hudson. Hudson gains possession to the neutral zone. A little bit of a break, broken up by Riley Biskin with a good stick just inside the blue line. And CFM is scrambling for the puck. Looks like we have an offsides call. A Hudson player was just inside the blue line when that got pushed back in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you do play-by-play on these near boards. You can't see anything.
You just kind of guess at what's happening down there.
Everything's a scrum.
Yep.
Face-off just inside the blue line. Stevenson's tied up. She's able to kick it out to Tessa Lysies. Gets it over the red line and dumps it in deep. CFM will be forechecking here. Addie Biskin, first one on the puck. Puck's played up the boards. Marley Sterling, nice play at the blue line to keep it in, but Hudson's able to gain possession. Pass through the neutral zone and dump it into CFM's defensive zone. Marley Sterling for CFM, first one of the puck. Can't control it. Hudson's able to maintain possession. A weird bounce off the boards. The puck got centered, but Ashley Soup's able to corral it in. Pass up the boards to the winger, Addie Biskin, who gets it centered to Emmeline Stevenson, who kicks it to Tessa Lysies, the off winger moving down the ice, who's able to deflect it down into the Hudson defensive zone. We got a line switch here for the CFM forwards. Hudson is able to break the puck out of the zone, move through the neutral zone, and dump it in. The dump in is on net. Cassie Hare is able to control that for a cover.
Yeah, why not take the draw?
And that is the fourth shot on net for Hudson, and two of them are dump-ins from the red line.
That's right.
Just padding that stat, Cassie. Face off to the left of Cassie. Centers are tied up, battling for the puck. CFM's able to come for it. Addie Frenette, ill-advised pass through the middle, gets picked off, but Joey's there to help her. Puck comes out of the corner, finds Kinley Lau, who tries to push it up the boards. Nice play, keeping that puck in by the Hudson defenseman. Played back in the corner. Hudson has control. Kicks it out to their point. Gets a shot on net. Cassie looks like she saw that late, was able to direct it to the corner. And here comes Paige Steinmetz through the middle with some speed. Makes her way through the neutral zone. Gets through the first defenseman. Puck gets a little bit ahead of her, and she wasn't able to get a shot on net. CFM was able to maintain possession. And now Hudson has the puck in the corner, plays it up to their winger. Addie Frenette pinches, another really nice job by the CFM defenseman, pinching those wingers off on the boards.
Be nice right here.
Hudson gets control of the puck, sends it the length of the ice for another icing.
Yeah, Addie Frenette's got the green light. I mean, as a kind of a forward who's turned to the D, has helped out the D. Tony said, anytime you feel like you've got it, go ahead. And so she's very aggressive at the point there.
Yeah, she's seen it both sides of it. She's, you know, been playing a long time, and she's made great reads so far tonight.
You bet.
Face off to the left of Donna. The Hudson Center is kicked out here for a late change, so should be an easy win for Stevenson. She draws it to the corner. She's able to play it back to Sterling, who kicks it down deep for the CFM to forecheck. Addie Biskin on the puck. Hudson sends it up the half boards, but Emily Stevenson's able to get it. She makes a move towards the net. Oh, a little backhand. Stevenson with a great route through the center of the ice, put a little bit of a backhand, but Donna played it easily back to the corner. Hudson carries the puck up the ice. The attempt for a pass through the neutral zone just out of the reach of their forward, and again we have an icing.
Well, we got the perhaps the state's best goaltender out here in Donna, but we're putting some big-time pressure on her tonight.
Yeah, 23 shots through 20 minutes played.
Yeah, right.
It's a pretty good clip for the white team. Stevenson loses the draw to the Hudson Center. They're able to play the puck up to the half-boards again. Another pinch by Marley. Sterling's able to keep that puck in the zone. The Hudson defenseman's able to evade the forecheck by Lysies. Still a scramble to gain possession. And Martin's able to play it back to her partner. Emmeline Stevenson with the cover at the point. Keeps the puck in. We got an opportunity. Lysies goes to the center of the puck to Addie Biskin, who again just can't quite get a stick on the puck.
Just wrong place, wrong time.
Hudson scrambled, dumped the puck again. A little bit of an opportunity here in the CFM defensive zone. Shot on net goes just high. Hudson gains possession again in the corner. But Marley Sterling's able to pick the pocket of the Hudson forward and start the breakout. Emily Stevenson with the battle with the Hudson player on the half boards. See if we can get this pushed through the blue line. There goes Ryan with using her big body to get that puck out of the zone. But Hudson's able to get it and dump it back in. Hudson on a change with CFM with some space. Sterling to post. They weren't able to connect. The Hudson player plays it easily into their defensive zone. Ryan with the forecheck was able to knock the puck away from the defender. Here comes Maya Post with some room up front. Oh, throws one on net and just gets kicked wide by Donna. Got a little bit of a collision in the corner. Sticks flying. Here's Post with another chance on net. Steinman's on the forecheck. She takes the puck through the slot. Walks. Big shot. Mm. And she just goes low glove side, and Donna's able to scoop up
She was wheeling and dealing right there.
And she picked her spot, that 6-inch off the ice.
Yep.
Glove side sometimes is a winner.
You bet. Get a rebound off that. For sure.
That kind of line between the Hudson forwards and defense has just been opening up for them to run that seam.
Exactly.
Got to see them continue doing that. Face off one back to Addie Frenette, who brings it down to the corner, centers the puck. Joey Schemenauer is able to gain control and play it back down for her line mate Lau. Hudson tries to clear the puck, picked off by Simons. Here comes Lau through the slot, takes a big shot. Oh, toe saved by Donna. Hudson corrals the rebound, tries to get it out. Again, held in by the CFM. Here comes Joey Schemenauer. Just below the hash marks, rifles one high. Another great opportunity. CFM maintains possession on the forecheck. Here comes Addie Frenette coming down from the point, controlling the puck into the corner. Getting some help from Kinley Lau, who's got some space to walk. She's looking middle, centers middle. Puck didn't get through. Hudson's able to control it, but with immediate pressure, again from CFM, Riley Biskin picks the puck up, shoots another one on net. Donna just can't get a break here.
No, she can't. It's been all in their zone.
Here, Hudson with some space. Martin hits Booth. Booth tries to center it again.
Great forecheck.
Emmeline Stevens. Oh, and a centering pass. Addie Biskin again in front of the net. Just can't get her stick on it enough.
We got a line change as well in their zone.
We cycled through a line change, so we've got Tessa Lysies, Emmeline Stevenson, and Addie Biskin out there. An attempt at a dump in hits the shin pads of a Hudson forward, clears all the way down to the CFM defensive end. Booth with the puck up to her defenseman, who takes a shot on that. Oh, it gets through, but just goes wide. Puck's loose. Oh, the Hudson attempts the wraparound, isn't able to put it in. Hudson back up to the point. Lysy's contests it. Puck's dumped in the corner. Booth with the centering pass to her line mate, Prater. She continues with possession. Throws one on net. It's loose again. And CFM gains possession. Needs to get a clear here. Get the puck down. Get a line change. Emmalyn Stevenson brings it through the neutral zone. She's going to carry it into the offensive zone. She keeps possession through a couple different Hudson Raiders. Dumps it out front. Nobody's there. CFM's going to get a forward line change here, giving Hudson some space. The Hudson stretch pass just goes off Prater's skate, extends all the way down the ice, and we'll have another whistle.
Wow. Well, it was a great couple of shifts down here in the Hudson zone. They were jitterbugging all over the place here.
Just an onslaught.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, we got to get Addie Biskin to lean on her stick a little bit. Face-off tied up by the two centers. Lau comes up battling with the Hudson defenseman in the corner. Joey Schemenauer comes out with possession. Dishes it up to Sterling at the point, who plays it back to Joey at the half boards. She's able to rotate it down to Kinley Lau in the corner, who goes for a centering pass. Just not able to connect with Paige Diamonds, who was running through the zone there. A little bit of contact on Joey as she played the puck up to the point, but no call. Hudson's able to get control at the blue line. Hudson's come down on a 2-on-1. Takes a shot from the outside. Hare makes the save, kicks the rebound out. Ashley Sloop's able to pick it up, get a little bit of a rush through the neutral zone until she's contested, and the puck pops back into CFM's defensive zone. Sloop again on the half boards, looks for that centering pass, which is picked off by the Hudson defenseman. A little bit of a scrum out front with a bouncing puck.
Pressure!
Martin's able to corral it for Hudson and play it towards the middle of the net, where again it's kicked out to the corner by the CFMD. Martin again grabbing the loose puck, kicking it back up to the D at the point for Hudson. Coming off the half board, here comes Martin. She tries to go high stick side, but Hare makes a really nice stick save. And another loose puck. Here we go, CFM. We got to get on these loose pucks here. Win the battle. We win one. Sterling gets a stick on it, clears it. It's touched by the Hudson defenseman, so no ice. CFM's able to get a full line switch. Comes with some pressure. Hudson connects on the stretch pass through the neutral zone, but CFM is back to defend. Here comes Prater. She tries the split sloop. Sloop gets a stick on the puck, knocks it into the corner. Addie Frenette's able to pick up the puck, hit her winger on the half boards, who mishandles the puck, and here comes Prater again. There's a rebound out front, handled by Hare. The puck's picked up by CFM, and another loose puck to the middle. That's two pucks coming from the sideboards, but we're able to get out of it alive. Frenette brings the puck through the neutral zone, dumps it into the Hudson defensive zone for a CFM forecheck. Hudson ended up with a loose puck, and again sends the puck the length of the ice for the whistle. I feel like that's the only play Hudson really has in their book right now is the ice. What, 30 seconds of excitement there in the CFM defensive zone?
That's for
sure. Loose puck out front that nobody could really get a hold of.
That kicked around a couple of nice saves, two or three nice saves from Cassie here.
Face-off is tied up again. Both teams fighting for the puck. Hudson's able to come out with it. Tries to clear the puck. Picked off by Addie Frenette at the blue line. She puts a shot just wide. Puck's picked up by Addie Biskin, who was trying to hit Emmalyn Stevenson at the point, but Emmalyn had decided to make a run for the goal. The puck's played all the way down to the CFM zone. Hudson's able to gain possession, take it around the net. They play it back into their own corner. The centering pass got deflected up above. Cassie Hare is able to catch it and freeze it. We're getting a little too much excitement here for the Hudson forwards at this point in time.
They've started to pick it up in our end of the ice for sure.
Face-off won by CFM. Pucks up at the half boards. Eddie Biskin clears it up to her center, Emma Lynn. Pucks playing around the neutral zone. Riley Biskin's able to get it up to her sister, Addie, who centers it to Tosilaisi is not able to handle that centering pass. Books kicked into the corner. Eddie Biskin picks it up. Oh, she had some room to go there, but mishandled the puck, wasn't able to get to the middle of the ice. Eddie Biskin with the puck. Loses the defender, makes a break, gets it to Lysies. Lysies with the puck out front and just got too far ahead of her where she couldn't get a backhand off on Donna. Hudson goes to clear that the puck bounces off Emma Stevenson, so it will be no ice. Frenette's the first one back, plays it up to the sideboards. Law wasn't there to get the puck. A little bit of a battle with the defensive player. And we have an... I'm not sure.
Might have touched whistle? Hudson stick in the bench.
Oh, he's got a hand pass.
Oh, a hand pass.
Okay. He's saying that the Hudson forward had it put their hand on top of the puck to kill it. So we'll have a face-off just in front of the Hudson bench here.
Looks as if Chi High lost boys hockey up at Superior 4-1.
That's over. Was it a 6 o'clock game?
It must have been.
Face-off won by Paige Steinmetz. Just loses possession. Booth is able to pick it up for Hudson. She dumps it into the corner for her line mates to help. It's picked up by Marley Sterling. She's not able to hold on to it. Sloop is there to have her back. Sloop starts to bring it out of the defensive zone. Clears it up into the neutral zone. Wasn't able to connect on the pass to Paige Steinmetz. Hudson gains possession, dumps it back into CFM's defensive zone. Puck ring around, ends up on Paige Steinmetz's stick. She brings it with speed through the neutral zone, speed and space. She tries to throw on the brakes, but just mishandles the puck. Battling in the corner with the Hudson defenseman. Puck rotates to the other corner. Paige is back on it with help from Joey. Joey's able to pick up the puck from the Hudson defender. Loses her feet, and Hudson, Prater for Hudson's able to pick up the puck. Another contest by Sterling at the blue line ties the puck up with the Hudson winger. Prater's able to play it up to Booth, who can't quite handle the stretch pass. Soup is able to pick it up safely and bring it around the net. Soup hits Emmeline Stevenson on the centering pass. She brings it through the middle of the ice to the neutral zone, brings it down the left side, gets a break on the net, throws a shot low glove side, just... Donna's able to direct it into the corner. Hudson picks up the rebound, works it up on the half boards. Tessa Lysies works hard, comes out of the scrum with the puck, but soon gives it back up to the Hudson defender. Sterling, with another pinch, is able to keep the puck in deep for CFM. Puck's rotated to the other corner, comes up the boards. Riley Biskin wasn't able to handle the puck. It's deflected up into the benches for a whistle.
Yeah. Again, the CFMD aggressive. They're trying to hold that zone, and that saves the legs of your forwards as you go into the third period for sure. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, CFM hockey tonight. Leading 2-0 over Hudson.
Draw one by Lau. She dumps it deep into the Hudson zone. Post and Furstenberg on the forecheck. With Lau centering them, Lau's able to gain possession in the corner. Battling the two Hudson defenders. Post joins in. She comes out with the puck. Kicked over to the other corner. Riley Biskin, the defenseman, will drop down and pick that puck up. Centering pass. Can't connect. Here's Ryan from the point. Puts one on net. Easily played back to the corner by Donna. Puck rotates to the other corner. The Hudson defenseman, with pressure from Post, is able to safely play it to her partner. Ryan with some pressure on the half boards. We got 2-on-2 here, paddling for the puck. CFM is able to win the battle and puts it back into the corner. It's rung around the boards. Eddie Frenette goes to make a play, loses her stick, but Post is there to keep the puck in the zone. Hudson with the pass up to the winger on the boards, just can't connect off the boards. And the puck extends again into the CFM defensive zone for an icing.
Yeah, they're keeping that pressure on for sure in the Hudson defensive zone here tonight.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they're playing a revolver style where the defense goes every time knowing that that high forward is rotating behind them.
Yep.
So they have that confidence to be able to crash that. And that Hudson wing hasn't figured out what to do about it. Puck's played up to the point. The Sterling throws one on net. It's deflected. Lysies isn't able to control it and get a second shot on net. Puck played into the corner. A battle with Lysies and Addie Biskin. Hudson's clear. It's caught by Sterling. Again at the point, who puts one on net. It's deflected but doesn't quite get through to Donna, the goaltender. Another centering pass by Biskin gets picked off, but Sterling again able to hold the zone. Plays it low to Lysies, who's working the corners, looking for that centering pass. Good patience. See if she can get some help from her teammates to cycle that puck around. She's not able to maintain possession. Hudson was able to gain it for the moment, but Lysies got it back. A bouncing puck. Stevenson's able to gain control. Soon to turn it over to Hudson, who brings it out of the D zone through the neutral zone. Sends a stretch pass that couldn't quite connect. Not quite icing. They were just past the red line. CFM plays the puck back in the D zone. Sloop up to Lau. Lau can't quite control the stretch pass. Hudson gains possession, sends it back into the CFM defensive zone. Puck rings around the boards to Tessa Lysies. She attempts to center the puck through the neutral zone, just out of the reach of her teammate, and the puck crosses the far red line for an icing on CFM. Just missed the home run pass there.
Yeah, exactly. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. And proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank.
Steinmans will take the draw here just to the right of Hare. Loses the draw back to the Hudson defenseman. She throws it back into the corner to Booth. Booth centers to Prater. Prater gets a shot on that, but Cassie's able to get the toe save on the puck. Hudson defenseman rings it back around the board. Kinley Lau's first one to the puck. Throws it up the boards. Hudson's able to keep it. Oh, block shot by Paige Steinmetz. Got a 3-on-2 for CFM. If we hurry, Paige bringing it down the far side. She cuts to the middle with some speed. Gets to the middle of the net. Runs over her own player. Seems to get a bit of a shot on net that Donna handled easily. Hudson's able to clear the puck back into the neutral zone. Riley Biskin has it now. She centers it to Joey Schemenauer, who's able to gain control and maintain it into the offensive zone as she looks to settle up. She loses the puck to Hudson, and Hudson is looking to get the puck out of the zone. But again, CFM with a really strong defensive stand to own that blue line. Puck's back in the corner. Schemenauer picks it up, kicks it out to Biskin, who plays it up to Riley Biskin, who shoots another one about crossbar high. Stevenson not able to get the tip, knocked it out of the air.
That was through some traffic.
That puck had some eyes on it.
It.
A little bit
sure
of a butterfly.
Did. Absolutely.
And those are the dangerous ones.
Yep. Well, Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page.
10 seconds left here in the period. CFM won the draw into the corner. Hudson's just looking to tie it up to kill out the rest of the period. Riley Biskin with the hold at the blue line. Maybe going to get one more opportunity. Get the puck on net, and it's loose, and it's loose.
Oh,
and they run
gosh.
Out of time. Lysies with a great center off the goalie.
Donna made the save, but then it was out there. She couldn't quite reach it.
She was kind of stuck in her splits and couldn't get herself out to the puck.
Sure.
But time runs out before CFM can do any damage with it.
33-12, the shots. Hudson picked it up a little bit here in the second. I think they only had 4 shots in the first. And they got some quality rubber on Cassie here in the second, but she made some big saves. And
But
you just feel like one more goal might do it here.
Yeah, the two-goal lead's the scariest lead in any sport, right? You get a little too comfortable, and then it can happen so quickly. Hudson, we outshot Hudson 14-9 that period. It didn't. I would still feel it felt primarily CFM, just with a couple of onslaughts where Hudson felt like they were right in front of Cassie, right in the center of our ice for way too long.
Couldn't find the puck, couldn't get it out. Some confusion. But so far, that two-goal lead holding up for CFM. We'll continue. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Sabres hockey tonight from the Chippewa Ice Arena. They're playing Hudson, and two goals in the first period for CFM. That's been it. No scoring here in the second. Shots are 33-12 in favor of the hometown team here. And it was a dominating first period, I would say, Michaela. Not quite as dominating for CFM in the second.
Yeah, they definitely, they came out fine again, and I think played that first couple minutes with that power play well. And then Hudson kind of got their first push and real forecheck opportunity, and I feel like that may have deflated some of the energy that CFM had been playing with. I'm not sure if it was just a shock back to, hey, yeah, we do have to play on two ends of the ice here tonight, because right. They hadn't yep. have to yet.
It is hard to maintain that kind of momentum, I would think, for three periods of hockey. You're going to have your lulls, I would imagine.
Yeah, and throughout the season, the second period has been CFM's weakest period. Mm-hmm. They've scored the least amount of goals in the second out of the three periods.
About at 15.
Yeah, not that it's, you know, anything, you know, to shake a stick at, but they have been scoring well in the third period where they kind of find that second win.
Out shooting teams 20-6.
Which is odd for a team that runs as thin as yep. CFM does
exactly.
with just running the two-ish centers. They've made a couple swaps, you know, to save some legs, or they've thrown an extra winger in the center position. But, yeah, so hopefully I really don't know what adjustments to tell them to make. I would maybe simply be wary that their defense are playing pretty reckless, and they're doing it well, but it just takes one mistake. They have to remember that, you know, they always will have to get back, and it just takes one time you misread that situation and you're letting an odd man rush go the other way.
Yeah, well, when you outshoot a team 33-12, you figure, well, there's not going to be a whole lot of corrections that you need to do. Sometimes just puck luck and having the person there at the right spot at the right time.
Yeah, and I think they had more opportunities that period, kind of straight up front with loose pucks in front of the net. I think probably Kat Donna's getting a little tired back there.
So
she's
too.
Seen 33 shots, and the majority of them have had rebounds that kick out that she's got to, you know, stay in position for. So, you know, I would expect to maybe see her fatigue here, which should just lead to more CFM opportunities there right in front of the net.
Yeah, we're talking hockey here in the second intermission. Brought to you by Hy-Vee, your local Hy-Vee grocery store, Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. All right, I've got the raspberries up here. Oh, man, let's take a commercial break. We will return. This is Sabres Hockey on Mobile.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's Special from EVIV over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. EVIV over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
CFM up on Hudson right now, 2-0. Earlier tonight, the Chi-High boys ranked third in the state, absorbed a 4-1 loss up in Superior. So they have Hudson on the schedule for Thursday. We are going to be here for that for you at 6:40 pregame. If they play that game, we've got a storm coming in Wednesday night into Thursday morning. So we'll see if they even have that game on Thursday night. Shots 33-12 in favor of the Sabres so far tonight.
Hudson was able to narrow that tally, just 14-9 CFM that period. The nine shots by Hudson really probably came in three different kind of spurts of offense where they got shot on Cassie. We weren't able to gather the rebound and they'd get another opportunity. So maybe a little misleading as it wasn't, you know, nine quality shots on goal. But still, you know, that's a motivator for Hudson there to have a bit of a break at the end of the period and get some momentum.
All they have to do is put the next one in, and it's a whole different hockey game here.
Yeah, and that's a big point for Cassie Hare as well. She hasn't seen a lot of pucks this game, and so every time there's a break, you get a little nervous. Did she fall asleep a little bit? Is her head in the game? So that's a big point here moving into the third period, making sure that whether she sees shots right away or not, she keeps her head in the game and is able to make hopefully the very few saves that she has to, hoping to see CFM kind of turn it on like they did to kick off this game, and be great to see one early.
Absolutely. So we're heading to the third period, and here to take us home is Michaela Hogan with the play-by-play.
One more period, that's what you got me for.
You bet.
We can get through this.
Let's not go into overtime here.
All right, CFM and Hudson meeting at the center circle to kick off this third and final regulation period here for us tonight. Steinman's in the circle, wins it back to our defenseman Sterling, who's able to evade the initial forecheck up the Hudson forward and kick it back. Hudson's able to gain possession on their own blue line and move through the neutral zone quickly, with Booth getting a heads-up pass that she's not able to corral. Paige Steinman's has control. She looks for her winger, Emma Stevenson, who was moving in a different direction, so Hudson picks off that pass. Here comes the assistant captain, Martin, through the neutral zone. And Paige Steinmans gets a stick in her feet, takes down Martin, and we'll see number two head to the box for a two-minute tripping here, 27 seconds into this third period.
This is going to be a big kill right here.
Yeah, this is a momentum shifter, and Paige is one of their top penalty killers, getting that big body up top. She blocks a lot of shots. She takes up a lot of space. So losing one of their top killers for 2 minutes will test this penalty kill unit.
Hudson on the power play, 33.3%.
Hudson's able to control the puck up top. Prater sends it over to Martin. Martin takes a shot and catches the left post and deflects back behind the net. Hudson's able to grab the rebound and settle it down back behind the net. Booth to Prater. Prater's taking her time, sends it up to her defenseman, surveying what she's seeing, shoots one on net. Oh, and a deflection. It goes off the crossbar.
Yeah,
and
hit the crossbar.
Deflects into the netting up and behind the net. This will be pulled out of the zone for the faceoff.
Good puck movement by Hudson here.
Oh, they kept it in the zone. It must have hit one of us. I thought that deflected off a Hudson player. Faceoff to the left of Cassie. It's one back to Riley Biskin, who wasn't able to control it. Hudson plays it up to Martin at the point. She plays it over to Prater, who has room. She sends him to the middle. Was able to connect with Booth, the forward, but not able to get the puck onto the net. CFM gains possession, plays it up to the point, plays it over again to Martin, who's looking for a shooter tonight. Hudson defenseman throws it on net, played Cassie in the corner. Biskin's able to grab the rebound and send it the length of the ice for a clear for CFM. Martin retreats behind her own net, waits for her teammates to settle up. She works the puck up the ice to Prater, who comes through the neutral zone with some speed, carries the puck into the CFM defensive zone, makes a move towards the middle, decides to just settle. She hits the defenseman, sends it cross ice to Martin. Martin with a shot. Oh, and she beats Cassie Hare, high glove side. That's the same shot. That's the third time she'd gotten that shot on the power play uncontested, and she buries her third opportunity.
Yeah, they have really quality puck movement there. And she was wide open inside that right wheel.
Yeah, there's where you get to see some of Hudson's more skilled players that we don't get to see with them getting a lack of offensive opportunities. CFM gave them a little bit too much space on the penalty kill. Maybe got a little conservative because of the lack of offensive presence Hudson had been bringing, and Hudson took advantage. Hudson wins the draw at center ice, sends it into the CFM defensive zone. Ashley Sloop's able to pick it up behind the net, sends it up the boards to the winger, Kinley Lau, who centers it to Paige Steinmetz, who's able to break through. 2-on-1 come the other way, Steinmetz and Schemenauer. Steinmetz with the shot, misses just blocker wide. Puck corrals around the boards, thrown back on net by Sterling, just goes wide. Ashley Sloop's able to keep it in the zone on the far end, plays it down to Kinley Lau, who maintains possession in the corner, is able to shed the defenseman, comes through the middle of net, still with possession, and throws a little bit of a backhander on net. I'm not sure she was convinced that she wanted to shoot that puck. Donna was able to freeze it, and we'll have another face-off here to her right.
Well, now it's crunch time. Your two-goal lead is one goal now.
That felt a little frantic. I'm not sure if the players on the ice wanted to switch and didn't get one, but the forwards that were on the ice there for Hudson's goal didn't come out with a lot of energy off of the faceoff and were soon pulled off.
Oh, they're going to call a timeout, right? They're using that early.
Looked like some confusion maybe on line matchups. They got a line out late, and Hudson's charged with the timeout.
Okay, well, let's take it with him. We'll be back in a minute. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Down low, tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful Nolan bounce pass. Wide open for two, the senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Charlie High with a chance. And a win it! Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
All right, back here after the timeout, and Donna, the goaltender for Hudson, went to the locker room. So sophomore Sophie Thompson is in net now for Hudson.
Yeah, she hasn't seen any shots in warm-up, so I hope CFM takes advantage of this pretty quickly.
She's only 68 minutes of game time this year.
Hudson with a rush here to start off this restart of the third period. CFM look for the stretch pass just out of Lau's reach. Martin comes all the way down the ice again and picks it up. She's going to make a second attempt at going the length of the ice. Big collision out front.
Whoa.
We got a Hudson player down with a pretty hard collision. Just coincidental contact, two players with their heads down.
Yeah, they spun around out at neutral ice. And CFM player is okay. She got right back up, but
yep.
The Hudson player is on her back here.
Right at center ice.
So medical people coming out to check on her here.
Yeah, so just it seemed like a normal play. Played back to the goalie. Donna froze the puck.
Yeah. So what do you think
blew the whistle? It looked,
happened with Donna? I mean, you got the All-State, potential All-State goaltender here.
You know, she did miss the first couple days of the year with a knee injury. I'm not sure if she aggravated her knee injury and headed to the locker room to get it taken care of. But Hudson putting in, you know, their backup cold goalie here with 14 minutes left in a one-goal game. You know, it's not a position that you want to be put in as a coach or as the goalie.
Yeah, building is silent right now with Hudson player right in the center circle, middle of the center circle here, as medical folks are talking to her, taking her time, hasn't even gotten up yet, raised up her head. She's flat on her back here. And being very careful with her now. Now she's getting up. She's sitting up. And, yeah, she certainly had her bell rung here.
Oh, and it's Prater who...
Oh, my. Line center. She might be going to the locker room, too.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to take her right off into the locker room.
So they lose their goaltender. And their first-line center, top scorer on the team.
Yeah, well, that's tough.
Wow.
Even after Donna left, you saw a big, actually, surge of energy, especially from the defenseman, Avery Martin. You know, she was in the middle of a rush when that collision did happen, so I'm wondering if we're going to see the same kind of reaction from the Hudson bench here, if they're going to kind of rally behind these two events come out flying again.
14:05 left to go, third period, 2-1 CFM.
So we'll have a face-off here just to the left of the goalie Thompson. Draw is lost by Stevenson back to Hudson, but Tessa Lysies is able to control it. Holds the puck in the corner, battling against the Hudson defender. It kicks out to the middle, and Hudson's able to come out. Robson with the puck looks to see Booth. Puck's kicked into the CFM defensive zone, played by Booth in the corner. She plays it up to her defenseman Martin, who makes a rush towards the net. She's not able to get a shot on net, but maintains possession behind the net. Riley Biskin picks her pocket, comes up the sideboards. She comes to the neutral zone, past the red line, loses the puck just inside of the Hudson zone. Addie Biskin's able to poke it back in, but soon turned over back to Hudson, who attempts to bring it through the neutral zone where Addie Biskin had back-checked and was able to contest it. Hudson sends the puck back in from just outside the red line, so we'll have another icing with.
Now we got to test this sophomore goaltender, Thompson, right here.
Yeah, we got to get something on that. Seeing her, usually when it's a goalie injury, they'll give the backup goalie time to warm up. So I'm wondering if it's not an injury that we saw there then. Face-off, won by Hudson, played back into the corner. Paige Steinmetz is able to pick it off from the defenseman, comes around the net and throws one towards the net. Marley Sterling's able to pick it up at the point, play it down low to her winger, Kinley Lau, who's joined by Joey Schemenauer. They lose the battle on the forecheck, and the puck's played up to the half boards to the Hudson winger, who has some trouble holding on to it. Paige Steinmetz gains possession now. She comes around, comes through the face-off dot. Shot's blocked out front. Kicked up to Sterling, who took a shot on net. That went wide into the corner. Another battle for the puck here on the half boards. Looks like Joey Schemenauer came out, and she went to center the puck. Nobody was there. Hudson's able to pick it off. Brings it to the neutral zone. And, again, dumps it in from just outside that red line for another ice.
Michaela, I wonder if Donna got sick during the game, maybe?
Maybe
she came in here with a bug and just couldn't take any more.
I mean, she's got to be fatigued.
She didn't look injured to me.
No, her body language after freezing the puck was kind of weird. But, there's questions to be answered there. Biskin off the draw. Oh, she goes 5-hole. Biskin picks up the puck off the draw and skates out front and was able to tuck it in 5-hole as she kind of fell across the top of the crease. I think there's a little bit of a product of a cold goaltender there, as Thompson wasn't really able to defend her, didn't try to poke check. And, hey, there's Addie Biskin putting one in. Now she's got to get me another one. Hey, that's huge, though, getting that third goal. Back to that two-goal lead. We've got just over 12 minutes here up to play in the third period.
4:40 time of the goal.
Stevenson wins the draw back to Riley Biskin, who brings it through the neutral zone into the deep into Hudson's defensive zone. Puck's played back up to the point, who dumps it in, rings it around. Addie Frenette, the other D partner, is able to pick it up. She brings it into the corner. Addie Biskin with the puck now, battling the Hudson. Hudson's getting a little more physical here as the game wears on. Avery Martin for Hudson's getting some speed up the... Oh, it's Robson. Robson for Hudson with speed coming up. Oh.
Offsides.
As she comes through the neutral zone, she just makes that last move at the blue line.
Exactly.
You can't do much as your line mate when something like that happens.
Trying to time it out.
Trying to anticipate a potential 2-on-1. Wasn't sure what was going on there. Eddie Frenette was just getting her stick. So we'll have a face-off just outside the CFM defensive zone here. We've got Paige Steinmans, Joey Schemenauer, and Kinley Lau out there for forwards. Ashley Sloop and Marley Sterling. Hudson's able to win the draw. The defenseman goes to clear the puck, and it is picked off by Kinley Lau, who sends it in deep for CFM. CFM's forecheck isn't able to get there. Puck comes up the half boards, and Hudson's able to break it out of the zone. Loose puck dumped in through the neutral zone, carries enough momentum to again clear to the far red line and come back into the Hudson zone for another icing.
So one shot on goal with a goaltender and a goal, a score for CFM.
Yeah, that tends to be the way of it. That's really going to be the...
When you're coming cold off the bench.
And I mean, I'm not sure she knows what happened, just kind of thrown into an unknown situation.
Right.
Face-off taken and tied up by the two centers. Puck goes into the corner, now up to the half boards, played down low back to Schemenauer by Sterling. Schemenauer tries to center it to Lau, who isn't able to handle it, and Hudson comes out with the puck. Hudson center coming through the middle of the ice, throws a puck off the boards, clearing it through the neutral zone, played easily by Ashley Sloop. Paige Steinmans is able to get a stick on the puck, get it into Hudson's zone, where the defenseman handles it and sends a stretch pass up to Cahoon, who plays it into the CFM zone. Handled easily by Cassie Hare as she freezes the puck for a whistle.
10:54 left to go, third period here. 3-1 lead for CFM.
And again, I mean, even with the goalie switch and losing Prater, you know, I feel like the momentum isn't wholly in CFM's favor again. Riley Biskin picks up the puck in CFM's D zone. She isn't able to get it through the blue line. Puck's held in by Hudson. They get a shot on net. Cassie scoops up the puck easily with that glove and will have another whistle to her left side.
Kind of have to reach down to find that jump again they had in the first period.
Yeah, they're really getting beat to the loose pucks here. Hudson sends a puck up to their point, who dumps it into the far corner. Scooped up by the Hudson forward, who's battling with Stevenson. Two Hudson players battling Stevenson, but yet Stevenson still comes out with the puck, plays it over to Riley Biskin, throws one up the boards to the winger, who isn't able to hold on to it. The puck barely crosses the far goal line on the Hudson zone, and again, it'll come back to the CFMD zone for a face-off. Man, I wish I would tally how many icings there have been.
Yeah, been
this
a lot of them tonight.
Insane.
For sure.
Ice is fast tonight.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Hey, Maya.
Same lines out here for each team. Steinman's at the faceoff. Hudson's able to win to the winger, gets it up to the point. Addie Frenette catches it out of there, sets it on the ice, tries to play it up to Schemenauer, isn't able to. Booth with an opportunity, throws a puck right on Cass's chest. She plays it, rebounds cleared by CFM, dumped back into the corner by Martin. Puck rings around. Schemenauer isn't able to control it. The centering pass by Hudson's picked off by Paige Steinmans. She dishes it to Addie Frenette, who brings it up the side through the neutral zone. She has help. Tries to throw a pass out there for Joey Schemenauer. Just gets to the net, gets kicked off to the corner. Addie continues playing offense here as Paige Steinmans covers for her. Puck's thrown to the boards to Booth. She plays it back to the defenseman. Joey's able to pick it off the half boards. Goes to center the puck, just goes too far back on the two. Cahoon stick for Hudson, and she brings it down on a 1-on-3. Her attempt at a shot is knocked down by Paige Steinmans. She controls the puck. Oh, she gets.
Oh, I thought they'd get a call on that.
Yeah,
sure.
She gets caught up high by a stick and goes down. The subsequent shot by Hudson catches Addie Frenette just in the top of the skates. She's limping off the ice here. Addie Biskin carried the puck through the neutral zone. Now tooling around in Hudson's offensive zone. Riley Biskin with a shot from the point. Again gets blocked by the Hudson defenseman. Isn't able to clear the puck. Emma Stevenson gains possession. Shows some patience behind the net. Is looking for centering pass. Has Tessa Lysies, just not able to get a stick on it. Hudson's attempt at clearing is again stifled by Sterling at the blue line. She throws it in deep. Tessa Lysies sees Stevenson out front. Again, the centering pass just not quite get, doesn't quite get through. Stevenson wasn't able to get a stick on it. Lysies with another opportunity to the left of the net. Big stop by Thompson. Puck remains loose up the sloop at the blue line. She throws it harmlessly into the corner to allow her forwards to forecheck some more. Kinley Lau puts some pressure on the Hudson defenseman. She's able to knock it loose. Hudson throws a loose puck up through the neutral zone, chases it into CFM's D zone. Pressured by two defensemen, Sloop comes out with the puck. Comes through the D zone and the neutral zone with some speed. Gonna look to get it here deep into the offensive zone. Tries to throw a puck on net, gets deflected up back into the screen behind Thompson. We'll have a whistle in the CFM attacking zone.
7:55 left to go, third period here. Just one more goal might do it here.
Score remains 3-1. We really want to see a fourth one here just to try to put the icing on this. Steinman's tied up at the faceoff. Martin's able to pick it up for Hudson. She comes around the net, and she's going to look for some space. Her cross-ice pass is batted out of the air by Schemenauer. Hudson gains control and sends it deep into the CFM zone to Sloop. Sloop plays to her partner, Biskin. Biskin loses the puck in her feet, and it's picked up by the Hudson forward. Still loose puck out in front of Cassie, kicked into the corner. Booth with a centering pass, again knocked down by Joey Schemenauer. Puck up to the point, gets thrown out by Paige Steinman. She has another opportunity, looks to cut behind the defenseman, but a nice play by Martin for Hudson, not allowing Paige that space that she had kind of been getting to even draw penalties on.
But offensive zone drop here, face off for CFM.
Another really good opportunity here. We've got Stevenson, Ryan, and Maya Post as the forwards against, it looks like, Hudson's top line of Cahoon, Booth, and I haven't noted who they subbed in for Prater. Drow is one back to Sterling. She throws it into the corner, played by Martin up around the boards to her winger. The winger attempts to get it up out of the zone, but Biscuit makes a great play at the blue line, keeping the puck in. Martin, with a second attempt, gets the puck out of the zone. Cleared out deep to the CFM defensive zone. A little bit of a foot race. Riley Biskin's able to win and deflect the puck into the corner from the Hudson forward. Puck is played out of the CFM D zone into the neutral zone. Hudson plays it back into their own D zone. CFM maintains a forecheck. Oh, Emmeline Stevenson almost gets the pick on the player there to go the other way, but Robson is able to maintain possession. Tries to kick one out front. It's picked off by Riley Biskin, who leads a 2-on-2 back into the Hudson defensive zone. She carries the puck into the corner, gets bodied pretty well. And a great centering pass. She kicks out to Rayanne, who can't quite get enough stick on it to put it on net. She just diverts it wide. Hudson kicks the rebound back out into the neutral zone, where it's quickly played back into the D zone by CFM. Joey Schemenauer on the forecheck. She's got some. Oh, she goes to center the puck to Rayanne and just can't quite get it through. Marley Sterling keeps the puck in at the blue line. And there's a battle along the half boards for possession. Hudson. Oh, Jesus.
It's the back of her head.
Hudson goes to clear the puck and just rails Rayanne right in the head with it. Just, if you know her, that's just classic. She's always right in the middle of anything happening. Paige Steinman's with room down the side. She goes to center the puck. Can't quite connect with Schemenauer or Lau. There's a quick shot from Sterling on the point. Catches the goalie by surprise, but she's able to make the save. Rebound kicked out again. Another great play at the point by Sloop. But Hudson's able to clear it on the deflection. Puck played all the way back into CFM's defensive zone. Paige Steinman's back there picking that up. Centers the pass to Kinley Lau, who's immediately contested, unable to hold on to the puck, and it's dumped back into the zone by the Hudson forward. Sterling plays the puck up the half boards to Lau, who is stopped at the blue line, but in a second attempt, gets the puck up to Emma Stevenson, who's on a one-on-one break. She comes and she shoots. Just catches the glove of Thompson. Barely got enough of it to just divert it wide. The puck is played back up into the neutral zone. CFM in possession. Ashley Sloop with the puck again coming down the boards. She's bodied by the Hudson defender, isn't able to get the puck in deep. And Hudson's going on a two-on-one stretch pass. Oh, nice play by Riley Biskin to knock that puck, that pass attempt out of the air. The puck is played harmlessly behind the net of CFM. Ashley Sloop plays it up to Addie Biskin, who's not able to control the breakout pass, but is able to recoup the puck. Goes for the cross-ice pass to Tessa Lysies. She is unable to control it. And Hudson dumps the puck back into CFM's defensive zone. Addie Biskin controls the puck deep in her own defensive zone. She'll skate through, get it through the first zone, and attempts to center it to Paige Steinmans, who can barely get a stick on it. Back out through the neutral zone. Here's a break for Hudson, and the Hudson out forward chooses to dump it in deep, where it's played by Joey Schemenauer, who loses her feet as she plays it up the boards to Addie Biskin, who's able to hit the centering breakout pass to Paige Steinmans, who is also bodied at the red line and isn't able to get it deep into the attacking zone. Hudson recovers the puck. Here comes Avery Martin. She goes to dangle Riley Biskin, but Biskin's able to get a foot on the puck. Here comes Joey Schemenauer through the middle of the ice. Again, not able to get the puck deep once they get over that red line. Cross ice pass by Biskin, can't connect. Hudson takes control. Emmalyn Stevenson's able to intercept the centering pass, dump it deep into the Hudson defensive zone, where CFM will forecheck with Tessa Lysies and Kinley Lau. Marley Sterling with another nice play at the blue line to keep the puck in. Pushes it over to Emmalyn Stevenson, whose attempt on net is blocked. Tessa Lysies gets control of the puck behind the net, goes to center, but can't connect with Emmalyn Stevenson. Puck's kicked up to the blue line, where Sterling keeps it in on the first attempt, but the subsequent Hudson player knocks it out. They carry it into the CFM zone. Hudson takes a shot that goes just wide. Puck's played back behind the net. Biskin attempts to go D to D, but shoots it into Booth, who plays it up to her defenseman, who was running the slot, so it's a harmless clear by Hudson. Thompson will play it behind her own net.
She's way out of the net.
Off a skate. That was a dangerous situation with two CFM players bearing down on her. Here comes Paige Steinmans with room in the slot. She takes a shot. It doesn't go through. Hudson player gets a stick on it. Puck kept in by... Oh! Puck was kept in by Sloop at the blue line. Her shot on net just grabbed the right side pipe. Hudson again with the cross-ice pass. We have a one-on-one on Biskin. Biskin keeps her outside. Booth's shot goes just wide, stick side on Hare. CFM was able to gather the rebound, bring it out through the neutral zone. Kinley Lau on a little bit of a break, one-on-one. Oh, she dangles the first defender and just can't get her stick on the ice. There's a lot of contact there. She was tied up and dragged down. So I think we'll get either a hooking call or a hold even. Another situation where the CFM player, you know, gets through that last layer of defense and all that Hudson defender can do.
She created an opportunity, and that's all Hudson had. That's all they could do was pull her down. So a hook there.
So we'll see. There's 1:24 left in this game, and CFM will see a two-minute power play here. Penalties on Avery Hader of Hudson. I was thinking it might be on Booth, who's one of Hudson's top players, mm-hmm. but I must have got the numbers mixed up. A little bit of confusion here on the power play formation for CFM. Riley Biskin will take the draw. Biskin's able to win it forward to herself. It's played into the corner where Emma Stevenson works hard to gain possession. Kicks it out to Riley Biskin, who hits the seam and puts a shot on net that's blocked and just goes wide. Here comes Rayanne. She hits the same seam, is able to get to the slot and just floats one. And Thompson's able to get a glove on that.
1:07 left to go in the game.
1:07 left in the game. CFM will end this on a power play, assuming they don't score before then.
Riley Biskin in for Sloop right now defensively.
We've got Riley and Tessa lined up at D and Ran, Addie Biskin and Emmeline Stevenson on the front side of this power play. With the 3-1 lead in the power play, it doesn't look like Hudson is going to be moving to pull their goaltender for the extra attacker in this situation. Emmeline Stevenson brings a puck up the ice with speed. She just kicks it deep into the Hudson defensive zone where it's played by Martin, and she immediately sends it back down the length of the ice for another clear. Riley Biskin back to pick up, let her teammate set up. She comes around the net flying. Gets contested at the blue line, isn't able to maintain possession, and Hudson sends it back into CFM's D zone. Cross-ice pass from Stevenson, hits Biskin. Biskin hits Lysies with a great pass, 2-on-1. Lysies puts a puck, just misses the net wide, going for that far leg pad to kick out that rebound. Rayanne's able to get the rebound, but just Avery Martin just got enough stick on it. 10 seconds left here. Loose puck back into the Hudson D zone, and this will do it. CFM holds on to the 3-1 lead. Shots that period were 7-4, so even tighten up the gap a little tighter.
But all right, terrific.
That third goal on that goal, that cold goaltender, I think, kind of just sealed the deal.
It did, that's for sure. So why they pulled Dada, we don't know, but they took their All-State goaltender out, and then they lost first-line center, their top scorer, and that took the air out of the tires of Hudson here tonight. So a 3-1 victory, and CFM goes to 9-5 on the season. Hudson falls to an even 6-6. We'll come back for the post-class and mirror post-game show and have our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap as well. This is CFM Hockey on WOGO.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovee with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovee.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Back here in the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. It's quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Coach, I think we found our play-by-play announcer here.
She did great.
Michaela Hogan.
Good luck getting me back to color.
Hopefully she wasn't too hard on us tonight.
You said that was probably the best period of hockey all season. You think that first period?
I don't know if all season, but almost in like the last 9 years of coaching hockey, it might have been the, as a head coach, the best period I think we've come out and played.
They ignited right away, and man, they had juice that whole first period.
Yeah. I mean, and it started, too, with some of our underclassmen. You know, Sloop had a couple nice rushes, and, you know, we kind of brought the, you know, the three sophomores and the one freshman in before the game and said, hey, this is the time of the season where, you guys are good hockey players, but you got to play consistent and, you know, make plays out there for us. And I think all three of them, you know, the three sophomores and Riley Biskin, the one freshman, I think, you know, those girls all stepped up big for us tonight and did a really, really good job. You know, I think Ashley had two assists or a goal and an assist. I mean, Addie Biskin got the puck to the net and scored a goal. I think Tessa, you know, she was doing a lot of good things on our forecheck, controlling the puck low, and then Riley made some really nice plays on the back end for us. So, you know, it starts with our upperclassmen. I mean, we had, you know, Steinmetz and Emmalin and Joey start, you know, and we just want to kind of come out fast. And, you know, with our seniors like that, you know, and Paige especially helping out, we, you know, we want to start the game off hot, and I think we did that for sure.
Yeah, shots were 40-16.
Yeah.
So, You put the rock on their goaltender a lot tonight.
Yeah, and against an average goalie, we might have got a couple more in on him. But, you know, Kat, she's a phenomenal goalie. I think she's the best goalie in the state. And, you know, she's struggling with a groin injury, it sounds like. So, you know, it kind of caught up to her, I think, today, just having to go down and up as much as she did and whatnot. And, you know, you hate to see an injury in the middle of the third period, too. And that's their best forward, too. So, you know, it... you know, all kind of fell together for us tonight. And, you know, I was telling the girls we need to get more than two tonight. And as soon as I said that, Addie went off the faceoff and ended up scoring. Yeah. So.
And I like how aggressive your D were tonight. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really pitched a lot, and they held the zone.
Yeah, Mar Sterling, you know, especially in that second period, she kept that puck in the offensive zone a lot for us. So, it just, you know, that's how we got to play. And, I mean, that's a good team. You know, they struggle offensively a little bit to put the puck in the net, but defensively, you know, they're going to win a lot of games, you know, if they're able to keep doing what they've been doing. And, I mean, that's their first conference loss. So, obviously, they're a quality team, and, you know, hopefully that gets us right back in the mix here come February.
Exactly. Yeah, you could put this one down, put the check mark on this game when you go to seeding meeting for sure.
Yeah, and looking at the seed meeting now, and we'll get to play the Fusion again one more time, but we've beaten everybody in our section now already this year. So, we have a lot of confidence. Moving forward, and you know, we kind of got on the girls a little bit last night just because this was how we expect them to play, and you know, that wasn't there last night, and I think they answered, and you know, I was happy with how they came out. So
good to have a bounce back game.
We needed that. So.
All right, Coach, congratulations.
Thanks,
Tony Bernard, head coach of CFM here tonight. His team goes to 9-5 on the season on our post game, post game show here. So it's time for our Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats recap. Tonight brought to you by Holly Bovee, Caldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors at 715-577-HOME or hollybovee.com. CFM got out first with the goal by Maya Post at 1:20 of the first period and then put another one in the first power play goal at 13:32 to make it 2-0. Ashley Sloop with the goal, and this is how it sounded.
With some speed, she's coming down the left side. Puts on the brakes, settles up, hits her defenseman. Sloop, shot on it, and she scores! Sloop from the point goes glove side. The way Donna reacted, I'm not sure she saw that puck. Must had a nice screen out front. But there we go. That's what we needed, another kickstart goal on the power play.
Yeah, that was huge right there for a 2-0 lead.
That was absolutely a game changer, and for a power play that doesn't score a lot of goals, I think it does even more for your momentum to put a power play goal in on that period of time.
So it was 2-0 after one period, no scoring in the second, and Hudson came out, made a game of it in the third, minute 49 into the third. CFM took a penalty, and Hudson scored a power play goal. It was Avery Martin, the defenseman, at 1:49 of the third period. But CFM answered with that third and deciding goal at 4:40 of the third. It was Addison Biskin from Emmalin Stevenson at 4:40 of the third. And CFM picks up their ninth win of the year. So,
yeah, that's huge. And as Tony said, they've beat every section team now this year. And that not only does so much for you in a seeding sense, but the confidence you have now going into playoffs, knowing that you've seen everybody, you've beat everybody, you know, you feel like you might have a little more of an upper hand. And even, you know, you almost feel like you've beat Hudson twice, even though the scoreboard doesn't say so. So that does a lot for how you're kind of feeling about yourself heading into the playoffs.
Yeah. All right. For Michaela Hogan, our play-by-play announcer extraordinaire, did a great job tonight. Thanks for filling in for this raspy-voiced veteran here. And Dawson Halverson back at the Wogo Studios. Greg Stewart here, thanking you for joining us. We'll have Chi-Hi boys hockey Thursday night, 6:40 for Cardinal Countdown, if they play, weather permitting, against Hudson for the boys on Thursday night. For the crew up here in Dawson, thank you for joining us. Final score again, CFM 3 and Hudson 1. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
Sabres Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Sabres Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
WOGO, your sports station.